before I start this next chapter, Chandogya Upanishad, I would like to offer my Sashtanga Namaskarams at the lotus feet of the Jagadgurus of Sri Sharada Pitam Sringeri and also to all the Acharyas, particularly to Swami Paramarthananda, whose lectures I have heavily drawn upon in getting my notes. I refer to the Shankara Bhashya many times, but basic information is from his lectures. Chandogya Upanishad. So among the 10 major Upanishads for which Adi Shankaracharya wrote commentaries, Chandogya Upanishad is very famous due to the Mahavakya Tattvam Asi. And secondly, in the Brahma Sutras, Vyasacharya makes maximum use of Chandogya Upanishad only, not even Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That's very important. And Shankaracharya's commentaries, they also, the maximum use is made of Chandogya Upanishad. And later, when we study the Brahma Sutras, analysis of Chandogya Upanishad will become very helpful. I mentioned earlier itself, Vyasacharya, when he wrote the Brahma Sutras, he wrote the Brahma Sutras drawing heavily from all these 10 Upanishads for which Adi Shankara wrote the commentaries. And among them, Chandogya, he relied very heavily and drew most from there in even writing the Brahma Sutras. So it will be very easy when we go to Brahma Sutras, when we go through all this analysis. So without going to an elaborate introduction of the Upanishads, which we have already done many times, just we will only refresh the meaning of the word Upanishad again. Upani means Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya, and Shatri means destroyer of samsara. So that means the self-knowledge. The destroyer of samsara is self-knowledge. The samsara is all the problems of life and all that. So that is knowledge of truth, the Brahman, which is the destroyer of samsara. That's what it really means by Upanishad. And Chandogya is derived from the word Chandogaha, Chandas. Chandas means Veda. Also a Vedic meter. Chandas also means Vedic meter. The Veda mantra also is Chandas. For example, you know, yes, Chandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha Chandobhyo Dhyamrita Atsam Babuva Taittiriya Upanishad, Sikshavali. So the word Shrotriyaha is defined as Shrotriyaha Chandaha Adite, the one who does Chanda Adhyayanam. Chanda means Veda here. So Veda Adhyayanam, the one who studies the Vedas. Gaha, Chandogaha. So Gaha in Chandogaha, that means that refers the one who sings. Gaha means one who sings, a singer. Therefore, Chandogaha means Chandaha Gayati Iti Chandogaha. Chandogaha means Chandaha Gayati Iti Chandogaha. Singer of Vedas is Chandogaha. Who is the singer of Veda? Samavedi alone sings the Vedas. Among the four Vedas, only Samavedins alone sing Vedas. So Chandogaha, a Samavedi. One who belongs to this Samaveda. Because in Rigveda or Yajurveda, one does not sing, but one chants. Rigvedam patati, natu gayati. Yajurvedam api patati, but Samavedam gayati. Etat samagayan naste ha, ha, again, Bhrigavalli of Taittiriya Upanishad. So, if you remember the Dhyana Shlokas of Bhagavad Gita also, there we have seen, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutaha Stunvanti Divyaistavaihi Vedai Sangha Patakrapa Upanishadaihi Gayanti Yam Samagaha Gayanti Yam Samagaha. So, Sama means music. Sama Bhava. So, Yatra Samatvam Vartate, Harmony Vartate. There is harmony where there is Samatvam. So, it belongs to Samaveda, Samavedis. So, Chandoganam, Samavedinam, Upanishad. So, we say Chandoganam, Yam. So, Chandogyam. One belongs to Samavedis, this Upanishad. So, since this is a Samaveda Upanishad, the Shantipata is same as we saw earlier in KN Upanishad. Because KN Upanishad is also another Samaveda Upanishad. The same Shantipata is given here. Apyayantu Mamangani. So, we have to refer to those webinars for the full meaning of that, even though we are going to just refresh today. So, since this is a very big Upanishad, about nearly 4-5 times larger than Taittiriya Upanishad, we will not be able to take the line-by-line meaning or mantra-by-mantra, because the mode of these webinars then will be, we will take maybe a few mantras of a similar topic, particular topic, and then give the essence of those mantras. In some instances, depending on the mantras, we will see word by word meaning also. And this Upanishad has got 8 chapters or adhyayas. And each chapter is divided into sections called khandas. So the first chapter contains 13 small sections, khandas. And of these 8 chapters, the first five chapters, they deal with upasanas only. First 8 chapters, first 5 deal with upasanas only. And that is why we will give only a summary here. And the later 3 chapters, they deal with Vedanta. Of these, the 6th chapter is most famous chapter consisting of the Mahavakya Tattvamasi. It is also called Sadvidya because there alone the discussion begins as what? Sadeva Saumyagidamagra Asit Ekameva Advitiyam Brahma. Very popular, most famous statement. Ekameva Advitiyam Brahma. So, Sadeva Saumyagidamagra Asit. Because of this, called also Sadvidya, Sadyeva. So, with this introduction now, let us read this Shanti Mantra. Even though we have seen the meaning elaborately earlier, for the sake of completion, I will read the Shanti Mantra and give the gist.
Apyayantu mamangani vak pranas chakshu shrotram ato balam indriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahmopanishadam maham brahma nirakuryam mama brahma nirakarot anirakaranam astu anirakaranam me astu tadatmani nirate ya upanishat sudharmah te mayi santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So in this Shanti Pada, the student asks for 3 important things from the Lord for the successful pursuit of the Vedantic study, particularly the Upanishad. So Karya Karana Sangata Yogyata Siddhihi. My physical body, Karyam, and subtle body, Karanam, they all must be fit. Yogyata. For the study of the scriptures, in the first part of the prayer, pray is for medha shakti, all-round fitness. Apyayantu mama angani, mama angani, all my body parts and all that thing. Vak prana chakshu shrotram, vak prana chakshu shrotram, ato balam indriyani cha sarvani, all of them should be healthy. And the second prayer is for shraddha, the faith. Why? Because Brahman being a unique truth revealed by the Upanishad, it is not something knowable through other instruments of perception. So I should have complete Shraddha, faith in the scriptures. So Pratyakshadi Pramanantaraihi Agamyatvat. Pratyakshadi Pramanas cannot reveal it. Shastra Matra Gamyatvat. Only can be known through only Shastrat. So Shraddhavan Eva Labate Jnanam. Only a person with Shraddha alone can gain this knowledge. So Shraddha is important. So Shraddha is being prayed for. And since it cannot be known through other means except the Shastras, without Shraddha, it is impossible to know. Often the student may even doubt the existence of Brahman itself. That's all possible. Sarvam Brahmopanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Astu Anirakaranam Me Astu. So first prayer is for Yogyata and the second prayer is for Shraddha. And the final prayer is for getting all the necessary qualifications like Vairagya, Viveka and all of them. Tadatmani Nirate Ya Upanishatsu Dharmaha Te Mayi Santu Upanishad Dharmaha Sadhana Chatushtaka Sampatti. All those qualifications, Dharmaha. It refers to all the qualifications to grasp the teaching. I just only gave the gist of the meaning. The elaborate meaning can be seen in the Keno Upanishad lectures. So, with this introduction, now let us enter into the first shloka of Chandogya Upanishad.
Omityeda Daksharam Udgitam Upasita Omiti Hidgayati Tasya Upavyakyanam.
So this is an introductory mantra called the Pratignya Vakya to the topic of Upasana. So I told this topic here is Upasana. So as we said earlier, the first five chapters, they are all Upasana. And what is the purpose of Upasana? We have seen this also earlier. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫార్ చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత సంపాదనార్థం, చిత్త నైశ్చల్య సంపాదనార్థం, ఫార్ ద క్వైటిట్యూడ్ అండ్ షార్ప్నెస్ ఆఫ్ చిత్తం. సో మైండ్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి వాండరింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ నెససరీ స్టెప్ బికాస్ బిఫోర్ వేదాంత విచార కర్మకాండ గివ్స్ చిత్తశుద్ధి, చిత్తస్య శుద్ధయే కర్మ. వి సా ఇట్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ వివేక చూడామణి. లాట్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్ ఆర్ డన్ టు రిమూవ్ రాగ ద్వేష కామ క్రోధ లోభ మోహ మద మాత్సర్యాది, ఆల్ దాట్. అండ్ ఫిజికల్ పూజాస్ ఆర్ యూస్ఫుల్ ఫార్ దాట్. బట్ ఉపాసన ఈస్ ఏ మెంటల్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్ ఫార్ ఫోకస్, ఫార్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్, చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత, చిత్త నైశ్చల్యం. సో ఉపాసన గివ్స్ త్రీ థింగ్స్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద త్రీ థింగ్స్ ఇట్ నీడ్స్? ఇట్ రిక్వైర్స్ త్రీ థింగ్స్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద త్రీ థింగ్స్? ఉపాసక, ద మెడిటేటర్ ఇస్ నీడెడ్. దెన్ ఉపాస్యం ఇస్ ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్. అండ్ అవలంబనం, ఎ సింబల్ విచ్ హెల్ప్స్ మెడిటేషన్, లైక్ ఎ లింగం, శివలింగం, అరసాల గ్రామం, విష్ణు, వేరియస్ ఐడల్స్ ఫోటోస్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సింబల్స్. సో ది ఉపనిషత్ యూసెస్ ద వెరీ వేదిక్ మంత్రాస్ యాజ్ అవలంబనం హియర్. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ యూసింగ్ ఎనీ పిక్చర్ ఆర్ ఐడల్ ఆర్ ఇమేజ్, ద ఉపనిషత్ యూసెస్ ద వెరీ వేదిక్ మంత్రా ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ అ సింబల్, లైక్ ఎ లింగం ఫర్ శివ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. హియర్ ద వెరీ సామవేద మంత్రాస్ ఆర్ టేకన్ యాజ్ ఆలంబనం. వెన్ ఐ సే ఆలంబనం, నౌ యు నో ఇట్ ఇస్ సింబల్ ఫర్ ఉపాసన. వై? సో ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ ఇన్ ద బ్రహ్మచారి ఆశ్రమ ది ఎంటైర్ వేద ఈస్ గాట్ బై హార్ట్ ఫస్ట్. వేద అధ్యయనం, నాట్ ఓన్లీ ద పర్సన్ రిపీట్స్ దీస్ మంత్రాస్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మచారి ఆశ్రమ, ఇన్ ద గృహస్థ ఆశ్రమ డ్యూరింగ్ రిచువల్స్ అగైన్ దే రిపీట్ ద సేమ్ మంత్రాస్, బికాస్ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనాభ్యాం న ప్రమదితవ్యం ఇన్ అగైన్ శిక్షావల్లి. సో ద స్టూడెంట్స్ మైండ్ ఈస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వేద మంత్రాస్, సో ఇట్ విల్ బి ఈజీ టు టేక్ ద మంత్రా ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ అస్ అ సింబల్. సో వీసా ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ ఇన్ శిక్షావల్లి సంహితోపాసన వీసా ఇట్స్ అ గుడ్ టాపిక్. సో ది స్టూడెంట్స్ మైండ్ ఈస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ మంత్రాస్. అండ్ వై సో మెనీ ఉపాసనాస్ ఆర్ నీడెడ్? అండ్ దిస్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ఉపాసనాస్ ఆర్ హెల్ప్ఫుల్ ఫార్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య. ఇట్ సర్వ్స్ టూ పర్పసెస్. నంబర్ వన్, ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఫార్ వరల్డ్లీ డిజైర్స్ ఇట్ కెన్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఆల్ డిజైర్స్ కామాస్ లైక్ హెల్త్ వెల్త్ ఫేమ్. దిస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ సకామ ఉపాసనాస్. అండ్ నంబర్ టూ, వెన్ ప్రాక్టీస్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ వరల్డ్లీ డిజైర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ నిష్కామ ఉపాసన. ఇట్ ఈస్ మెంట్ టు ప్రిపేర్ ద మైండ్ ఓన్లీ చిత్త సంస్కారార్థం, చిత్తశుద్ధ్యర్థం. సో ఏకాగ్రత సంపాదనార్థం చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత. సో దిస్ చిత్త సంస్కారం విల్ బి వెరీ యూస్ఫుల్ ఫార్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య. అండ్ సో దిస్ ఆల్సో ఫార్మ్స్ ఏ సాధన ఫార్ అ ముముక్షు ఆర్ జిజ్ఞాసు. సో విత్ దిస్ ఇంటెంట్ చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసనాస్. ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో వీ ఫౌండ్ శిక్షావల్లి, భృగువల్లి, దే ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసనాస్ టు హెల్ప్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య. నాట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ దో, బట్ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్లీ బై చేసనింగ్ ద మైండ్, బై క్లియరింగ్ చాస్టిసైజింగ్ ద మైండ్ ఆర్ క్లియరింగ్ ద మైండ్. సో ధనుర్గృహీత్వోపనిషదం మహాస్త్రం చరం ఉపాసనిహితం, ఉపాసనిహితం. ముందొక ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ఉపనిషత్ ఈస్ లైక్ షార్పనింగ్ స్టోన్ విచ్ విల్ షార్పన్ ద మైండ్. అండ్ దీస్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ బ్రాడ్లీ క్లాసిఫైడ్, ఉపాసనాస్ ఆర్ బ్రాడ్లీ క్లాసిఫైడ్ ఇన్ టూ. వన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కర్మాంగ ఉపాసన అండ్ అనదర్ వన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ స్వతంత్ర ఉపాసన. టూ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, కర్మాంగ ఉపాసన, స్వతంత్ర ఉపాసన. ది కర్మాంగ ఉపాసన ఈస్ మెడిటేషన్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అ రిచువల్. సో కర్మణ అంగం కర్మాంగం. హియర్ ద ఉపాసన డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ వాల్యూ, బట్ గెట్స్ ద వాల్యూ కనెక్టెడ్ టు ఎ రిచువల్. రిచువల్ బికమ్స్ అంగీ ఆర్ ప్రధానం. వి ది అంగ అంగీ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ వీ హ్ మెన్షన్ ఎర్లియర్ ఇన్ అవర్ ప్రీవియస్ లెక్చర్స్, పర్టికులర్లీ వెన్ వీ టాక్ అబౌట్ ద ఉపాసన సిన్ శిక్షావల్లి అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. సో రిచువల్స్ బికమ్ అంగీ ఆర్ ప్రధానం అండ్ ఉపాసన బికమ్స్ అంగం సో అప్రధానం సో గుణభూతం. సో వాట్ ఇస్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మాంగ ఉపాసన? హియర్ ది ఉపాసన డస్ నాట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎనీ డైరెక్ట్ రిజల్ట్ బట్ ఎన్హాన్సెస్ ద వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్. ద రిచువల్స్ దే బికమ్ మోర్ పోర్టెంట్, దే గివ్ హయర్ రిజల్ట్స్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ స్వయం కించిత్ ఫలం న దదాతి పరంతు తస్యేవ అంగీకర్మణ సమృద్ధిం కరోతి. దిస్ ఈస్ కర్మాంగ ఉపనిషత్. ఇట్ డజన్ గివ్ ఎనీ బెనిఫిట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, బట్ ఇట్ ఎన్హాన్సెస్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ కర్మ. సో ఇఫ్ యూ డూ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఎ పారాయణం ప్రిసీడెడ్ బై మెడిటేషన్, ది పారాయణం ఈస్ మోర్ ఎఫిషియంట్ అండ్ ఎఫికేషియస్. We can have, for example, Vishnu Sahasranama Parayanam as a ritual. It will have its phala. You just go on reciting Vishnu Sahasranama without even thinking of it. Mechanically, people just recite. They recite in 7 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever it is. So it will have its effect also. But we may chant the Dhyana Shlokas. Shri Rodanvat Pradesh, Suchimani Vilasat Saikate Muktikanam. So, which is not a Parayana Shlokam, but it is a Dhyana Shloka. Where it is portrayed that in the milky ocean of all precious germs, Lord Vishnu is seated in a beautiful mandapa. So when Parayana is done with Dhyana of Vishnu like this, then the Parayana becomes more efficacious than just reciting in super fast speed mechanically. But it will be Tadeva Viryavattaram Bhavati. The same thing will become Viryavattaram, become very potent. Upasana, mixed karma, makes it more potent. This is called Karmanga Upasana. Whereas in Swatantra Upasana, that is not part of a ritual, but it is an Upasana by itself. It is not an Anga Upasana, but Angi or Mukhya Upasana. So Angi means Mukhya, Pradhana. Anga means a part. And generally, one starts with Karmanga Upasana and later goes to the Mukhya Upasana, because it is difficult to meditate with all concentration initially, because the mind is extravert. It is going to be going here and there. So scriptures first prescribe karma and later reduces karma and prescribes upasana. In fact, all the ashramas also, in the grahastha ashrama, predominance is rituals with practice of some upasana and along with the rituals. And thereafter, when one goes to Vanaprastha Ashrama, one delegates responsibilities to the next generation. He is not driver anymore. Withdraws karma and dedicates more time on upasana. Thus, Karmanga Upasana gives way to Angi Upasana in Vanaprastha Ashrama. And then comes the Sannyasa Ashrama, which is totally dedicated to Jnana. So the sequence is what? Karmanga Upasana in Grahastha Ashrama, and Angi Upasana in Vanaprastha Ashrama, and Jnanam in Sannyasa Ashrama. But remember, one can remain where one is. Doesn't have to change the ashrama, but mentally one can go through all these stages. Now in Chandogya Upanishad, initially we will get lot of Karmanga Upasana as part of rituals, divided into two. As mentioned earlier, the Upasana involves the Upasaka, Upasyam and Alambanam. So the symbol Alambanam, that can be made use of in two different ways based on which the Upasana is divided into two. And what are these two? One is called Sampat Upasana and the other is called Adhyasa Upasana or Pratika Upasana. And what is the difference between these? Keeping, for example, an ordinary symbol, when we imagine a higher tattvam, that is Nikrishta Vastuni Utkrishta Buddhihi. So, an ordinary stone, you take a stone, Nikrishta Vastuni, Vastu is a stone. But when we think of a higher principle, Utkrishta Buddhihi, higher principle, and when the importance is given to the imagination, you imagine in a stone, you imagine Lord Shiva. When the importance is given to the imagination, so Aropya Pradhana, on the then it is called Sampat Upasana. Importance is given to the imagination. I imagine Lord Shiva on this lingam. Imagine Lord Vishnu in the salagram. So second one is Pratika or Adhyasa Upasana, where the imagination is superimposed on the symbol and the importance is given to the symbol. So earlier case, importance given to the imagination. Here importance given to the symbol. So this is called Adhishtana Pradhanaha. For example, when we invoke an idol in a stone, then on we look at the stone not as a piece of stone at all, as a jada vastu, but the very stone is treated as Lord, Chetana Tattvam. So the stone is given a bath, we offer dress, we offer naivedyam, we offer put to sleep also the Lord as a real person. So the symbol itself is treated as the vastu. So it is Pratika or Adhyasa Upasana. For example, during the puja, one wants to do all the shodasa upacharas, asanam, padyam, argyam, achamani, snanam, vastram. What do they do? With one handful of akshadas, they manage the whole thing. Vastratam, akshadan samarpayami, for the sake of vastras, I offer vastra akshadas. And then for everyone, you know, upavidartam akshadan samarpayami, nevedyartam akshadan samarpayami. In fact, the ordinary akshata is imagined as though it is abharanam, a gold ornament. Remember, even if we imagine abharanam, we don't treat akshata itself as abharanam. Understand? We imagine abharanam. So we don't put akshata on the neck, but on the neck of the Lord. But keeping akshata, we imagine abharanam. So in this, it is aropya pradhanam. Imagination is important. The akshata is not looked upon as the vatsu itself. So the symbol is treated only a symbol, but we imagine a greater one. But in the other case, the treatment of the symbol itself is different, where the symbol becomes the Lord. This is the difference between these two types of upasanas. And another example they give is what? In a shraddham, in a shraddha ceremony, the treatment is ordinary. But one imagines the shraddham as a gaya shraddham. They normally do an ordinary shraddham only at their home or some other place. But they imagine that as a gaya shraddham, because it's supposed to be done every time in gaya. In fact, every ordinary shraddham is supposed to be imagined as gaya shraddham only. So it is called sampat upasana. So when imagination is important, symbol is only treated as a symbol. Then it is sampat upasana. And when the symbol is important and the symbol is treated as the imagined deity itself, then it is pratika or adhyasa upasana. And in Chandogya Upanishad, we will get lot of pratika upasana or adhyasa upasana. And for these upasanas, we should take, for example, a symbol. And what should be taken as a symbol? It is always better to take a popular thing as a symbol. Then the mind will be easily attracted towards that. Mind will always remember a popular thing. It's the nature of the mind. So then it is very easy for the upasaka to think of that, because it's well known. And in the olden days, Vedas and Veda mantras were the most popular things. We cannot even believe all those today. In fact, everyone has to learn Veda by heart during Brahmachari Ashrama. In fact, immediately after Upanayanam, Veda Adhyayanam starts. And the rituals like Sandhya Vandana Karma, etc. had lot of Veda mantras of their Veda Shaka, whatever Shaka they belong to. That is why in the Pravaram, they say Abhivadi and all that, Krishna Yajus Shaka Adhyayi, Rikshakadhyayi, I belong to this Veda, Rigveda, Yajurveda. I have learnt Yajurveda. That means most of them tell lies only these days. When they say Abhivadiya, they say all these without knowing any Veda mantras. Since the Veda mantras were popular during Adhyayanam and rituals, they took the very Veda mantra itself as a symbol for Upasana. And here, since the Upanishad belongs to Sama Veda, we are going to take Sama mantras for Upasana Alambaram as the symbol. So each of the Sama mantras are divided into many parts. Some type of mantras were divided into 5 parts and some others into 7 parts. And each of the parts of a Sama mantra is known as a bhakti, avayavam of Sama mantra. Therefore, some Sama mantras have 5 bhaktis, some have 7 bhaktis. And they say pancha bhautika, pancha bhaktika Sama and sapta bhaktika Sama. And here we find upasana on each bhakti of Sama or each avayavam. A part is taken as alambanam, symbol. And upon that Sama bhakti, we meditate on various things. So about these bhaktis, their names, etc., we will know that in the second chapter. We are not going to do it right now. So in the first chapter, we will take one particular bhakti called Sama avayava here, called Udgita bhakti. You may wonder where I am going with all this, because I told so many things. What for all this being a set? We are really coming to the first mantra's explanation only through all this. In this, the Udgita bhakti, the most important word is Omkara Pranava, Om. And so the Omkara itself is called here as Udgita. When we read the first shloka, you saw the word Udgita. Therefore, hereafter, whenever we say Udgita, we have to understand it is Omkara occurring in Sama mantra only. Therefore, Udgita Upasana is Omkara Upasana. In Yajurveda, the Omkara Upasana is not called Udgita Upasana. Only in Samaveda it's called. So only in Samaveda, Chandogya Upanishad, Kena Upanishad, etc., Udgita means Omkara. Here the whole chapter consisting of 13 sections is dedicated to Udgita Upasana. And now if you look at the mantra, the first mantra that we just read, it says, Omityedate Aksharam Udgitam Upasita. One should meditate on Upasita on Udgitam, which is nothing but Om. Om iti aksharam. And when we say Om, we are not taking the meaning of Omkara here. Natu Om pada artaha grihyate, parantu Om iti shabdaha eva grihyate. Not the meaning, but only the sound of Om is only, you know, is meditated upon. And how do we know it is only the padam and not the padartham? Only the sound and not the meaning. Shankaracharya says, Om iti. That iti indicates padam and not padartham. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad also, Om iti Brahma, Om iti Idam Sarvam. So, Om iti etat aksharam udgitam upasita. And how did the Omkara get the name Udgita? The Upanishad defines Om iti Udghayati. So, in Samaveda, when Omkara is uttered, it is in very high pitch. Udghayati sounds in very high pitch. Ud, high pitch, sings loud. Tasya upavyakhyanam. In this chapter, we are going to get the Udgita Upasana. Tasya Udgita Upasanasya Vyakhyanam. That is closely and elaborately discussed in this chapter. And what type of Udgita Upasana it is going to be? Sampat or Pratikam. Because we already said Sampat Upasana or Pratika or Adhyasa Upasana. Which is the one? It is going to be Pratika Upasana or Adhyasa Upasana. That means Omkara itself is given importance. So giving importance to Omkara in manifold ways, the Omkara is going to be meditated upon. And that is what are all the meditations we will see. So in this first section, chapter 1, which has 13 sections, it talks about three types of Omkara Upasana. So Omkara is glorified in three ways. And thinking of the glory of Omkara in these three ways, one should meditate. So we will read the mantras, we will take the mantras corresponding to each one of them and give the gist only. Otherwise it will take enormous time. So we will read the second and third mantras in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah. Krishna arpanamastu narayana.